Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were discussing how God has a plan and purpose for us if we are still living. God is not done with us yet. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Understand, because you don't have those positions doesn't mean not a specific will for your life. God has a specific will for you even right now as a lay person in serving God, serving Him. And since Jesus Christ Himself, the Almighty, established the local church, it was His call, His way of putting it out for us in this age, in this era, in this day that we call the day of grace, but it's the day of the local church. It's the day of Christ in that it is a day that we are to be serving Him and sharing that gospel with the lost and dying world on a daily basis. That's why you should always have tracts with you, salvation tracts. And by the way, let me just encourage you to do this. Read any salvation tract you pick up. You say, well, that cover looks nice. But read it. Make sure it has it down correctly. Make sure it's calling repentance and faith. Make sure it's leading in a prayer of salvation after it clearly describes a plan of salvation. And so you go out and you hand those out. Yeah, well, I've seen people throw them down on the ground. Well, maybe you ought to think of it this way. I've seen people at church get up and walk out because they didn't like the sermon. Or they just didn't like the people, they didn't like whatever. Well, if that's the case, then are they right? Should you not have church because people didn't like your church, or they didn't like your preacher, they didn't like your music, they didn't like your whatever? No, you keep on doing God's will, God's way, regardless of how people react. Where here's a witness. So be careful to maintain those good works. So now this is imperative here as we're looking in verse 8. It's imperative that you as a Christian, each of us as a Christian, individually, be careful to maintain good works. So why did you quit the bus ministry? Now think about that. Why did you quit? What's kept you from getting back? We all will give an account of ourselves unto the Lord one day. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11 is about. It says that the judgment seat of Christ there, each of us will give an account of ourselves. And that account includes, did you do the will of God? Because He does have a specific will. Well, what is God's will for me? Well, that's why you seek it. The pastor doesn't tell you what God's will outside of the commands of God's word is in specifics. I can't say, oh, God has called you to the bus ministry. Oh, God has called you to be a person that walks around here through the week and pieces the grounds of the church and ministry. Or He's called you to. No, God lets you know what He's called you to do. He lets you know, and He gives you the job, and then you keep on keeping on. Staying in prayer, keeping that relationship vital and active, always praying for the ministry God has called you to do. So, you may have used to drive a bus, visit for the bus route, a monitor on the bus, picking the kids up, taking them home. You might have used to sing in the choir. You used to go on visitation. And yet, you know, it's funny, but I've noticed in our own church that at visitation time, we have more teenagers than we do adults. And adults are supposed to be setting the example. Now, what is that about? You see, people say, well, you know, I'm just older now and I can't do this. Well, okay, then I guess that lets out your recreation and these other things that you do, you're retired or whatever. I guess you can't do that. Well, that's different. Yes, it is different. It's wrong. And serving the Lord is right. And that's how it's wrong. So, people doing those, some used to work in a nursery. Some used to work in children's Sunday school class, either as an assistant helping a teacher, or you've been the teacher. Some used to work in a children's church. Some used to be faithful to all the services, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Well, I'm getting nothing out of it. And you're not going to get anything out of what you don't put yourself into. So again, do God's will, God's way. Don't expect church is the place you go to get entertained and really feel good about yourself. Now, I remember growing up that the saying that I would hear a lot, they don't step on my toes, I don't feel like I've been at church. In other words, a preacher hit sin hard, and man, I tell you what, he hit my sin. And so I just don't feel like I've been in church if the preacher didn't step on my toes. Now, the statement I hear quite a bit, I just don't feel like I've been to church if I don't walk out of there feeling good and feeling good about myself. You know what? Preacher's preaching the word, and you don't feel good about yourself. Go forward at the invitation, get down on that altar, get those things right with God, and then you'll see that if it's the feeling you're looking for, that'll probably be the time to get it, because you say, Lord, it's all for Jesus. All for Jesus, I surrender. And do God's will, God's way. So, we think of things like that. Some used to tithe. Some used to help with missions. Oh, there's so many things that we could go on that they're not doing now. Well, the preacher offended me. How did he offend you? Was he preaching the word? Well, yes, but you know, he knows that there are things there that he preached against that are affecting my life right now, and it's like he's telling everybody about me. Well, that's God opening a door if you really believe that. That's God opening the door to show people how you act in that, and it's not to quit, and it's not to run away from the truth. And so again, grow up, be mature as a Christian, and quit being as a new babe in Christ when you've been saved for so many years. So, here are these things that we say that, well, I've got this reason, that reason. One day you're going to give an account of that. You're going to find out whether that was the right thing for you to do or not. Well, I felt like it. Well, no. What does God say? It's not, how did you feel about it? What did God say? Will it be holy and acceptable unto God? And can you give a good Bible reason why you quit? How did God lead you to quit? Can you identify, can you use scripture and other ways to show you how God led you to quit? If he led you to quit, that's because he's leading you into something else that may be doing more in serving God than you're presently serving God. So why did you quit? You have a passage of scripture, certainly, that you could show why. And if you can't, then wake up. Look, I've had people that have really given us problems here in our church. Finally, whether they're mad at me or the music director or youth director or somebody else, they leave and go to another church. Had them work in ministry that they got upset with things. Now they're in another ministry, and before too long, they'll be quitting there, or they'll ask them to leave. I've seen that over and over again. They're not there anymore. I thought they just went there. No, and I was talking to someone recently. I said, Brother so-and-so, well, we don't go to church there. Wait a minute. They left us, then they left him. And so there's only going to be one perfect church, I think. I know there's only going to be one perfect church. You know, we're a called out assembly. So when we're called up to meet the Lord in the air, he's going to be in a perfect church. But God's going to have to do a lot of changing on that person as he captures them up in a moment in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. So why did you quit? It is time to get back to a deep, personal relationship with God, which you commune with him daily through his word and prayer and your mind going back to those things, to think on those things that you read in the Word of God. By the way, it's a good way to have family altered as well. To have that word that you read that morning on your mind as you go throughout the day and have something to share with them, to teach them. Always read the word as if you were to teach it. Say, I am going to see how I would teach this passage, and read the word that way. And ask God to show you how, and show you how he would have you teach it if you were to teach it. So what have you heard lately from God? Well, preacher, I don't believe in that. You know, we hear from God. But what do you think of this verse? Now, Jesus said this. Okay, now, it wasn't somebody else. It was actually Jesus Christ said this. So I want you to think about this. He says this in John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, if you aren't hearing Jesus' voice, it's because you're not walking with him. You're not following him. You've got to be in his word. His word gives us the voice of God. It gives us the mind of God. The Holy Spirit was given, read John 16, that he would give you instruction, and he'd bring to your remembrance what God has taught. But you got to be thinking on those words. You got to be thinking on those words. One of the things I do when I see things over my lifetime that were weaknesses that seemed to defeat me over and over is asking God, Father, please, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the moment that temptation comes up, help me to ask myself, do I need to seek that? Do I need to get more into that? Is it holy? Is it acceptable unto you? Is it something that will bring glory to your name? Because your word shows that so plainly. In other words, you're asking God to equip you to overcome that sin which has so easily beset you, and you can do it. Why? Because there's another thing Jesus said in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then, since he's your way, your truth, your life, if you're saved, then you go to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. There is nothing, nothing whatever beyond the good hand of the Lord on your life if you will seek to know him so much more intimately. Think of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. He says that I may know him and the fellowship of his sufferings, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Wow. Know him. To have that intimate, personal understanding relationship with him. Now, what I want you to think, though, as you read that, that's in Philippians.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.